100 Word Stories.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon, the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And I have no idea which weekly challenge this is. Okay, that one says 9:55. That's 9:54. Is this 9:56? I think so. I've been losing count. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and we're all the way in August. And the topic for this week is Rose. I did my walk this morning, went to the bank, got some tens, paid my idiot tax, wandered around the grocery store, thought I was just going to buy some raspberry tea. Nope. Bought like $100 of stuff in one bag. How's that possible? I was bringing with me one bag, and I was walking, and it's like, I guess the two olive oils were like $20 each, although it was a buy one, get one, so it went down from like 100 to like 70, and I had used the 4% instead of the 8% coupon, so that's stupid. I try to save up the big ones for when I buy a lot, and one bag, how do you fill it with $100 of groceries, even though it was only $70? But I get the cash back, I get the Winn-Dixie whatever points, so I don't know. It just, I play the points. And then if I buy groceries at Walmart in the third quarter, I think that's on the Discover card for 5%. You play the 5%. Just get 5% on everything. And I moved my phone to a new provider, so it's so inexpensive that I'm changing my other card from the 5% on phone to 5% on utilities, because electric and sewer and water, because, you know, house. I wonder if it includes, you can't pay insurance through, I don't know. Anyway, the weekly challenge, the financial tips from me, rambling. I'll post a photo somewhere of the fight I've been having with squirrels and the bird feeder. And thank you, Fighting Jay Lee, none more surly than he, as if he listens to this stuff. But he suggested a baffle, and I put a baffle on there. And I'll be baffled if these little fucking rats don't continue to... The ground is just covered with all the bird seed they've ripped through. And I need a better way of filling the bird feeder, because I use a plastic container that isn't the right shape and it spills all over and whatever. So here are some stories about Rose, and I haven't once mentioned my health or any of that crap. You don't want to know. Am I going to make it through the year? Who knows? I'm fucking tired.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Aunt Rose. My great Aunt Rose was the oldest person I had ever known. She came from the generation where not all women learned to drive. She lived on the north side of Chicago. You could go your whole life never going further than 5 miles from your home. On the occasion of family events, she rode with Uncle Wilbur in a Depression-era vehicle, a warm but guarded woman whom had little time for children. I can't remember a single conversation with her. The best memory I have of her was 20 feet away. I don't think she approved of my father either. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's my story on the topic Rose. It's called I Love You. She was found with a single red rose between her fingers. the latest in a killing spree that had claimed 9 victims in just 2 days, every one of them clutching a perfect, long-stemmed red rose. And we weren't even close to identifying a suspect. A mystery that I was desperate to solve, although perhaps not as desperate as some of my colleagues. You see, I was fervently hoping for another 3 victims, and, crucially, I wanted them to be found before tomorrow, in time for my wedding anniversary, so I could present 12 red roses to my wife. All done. So until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I've striven for years to grow the perfect black rose, a bloom to reflect the darkness in my soul. However, no matter how hard I try, I can never quite get it right. Perhaps it's the soil, or it could be the weather, or maybe I'm simply not such a great gardener, but whatever I try, the flowers never come out totally jet black, and I'm afraid that's simply not good enough for me. But now, I've finally figured out the secret. Perfect black roses every single time. It's amazing what a difference a spray can of paint can make.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly story number 956. I've got two 956s for some reason. This one is about Rose, so I'm hoping this is the correct one. Anyway, here goes my story. Bilbert folded his arms. Yes, it would be different if you were a boy. No one at school would make up stories about what happened while you were here. Sabrina stretched her injured leg toward him. The edge of her cut-off sweats rose up, showing the extent of her injuries. Are you afraid others will make fun of you because you saw my legs? Bilbert frowned. They'll say more than that. Remember, I've lived here a long time. They've said worse things about me before. She crossed the bedroom to a rose-colored bed and sat. Let them talk. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Jesus woke up in darkness, covered with rocks. He coughed dirt, clutching his aching side. The last he remembered was the spear and shouting, and he was alive. Alive! He couldn't move much, but the rocks at his feet felt loose, and he kicked until they rolled free. Crawling slowly out of the hole, the sun burning his eyes, he slipped down the rocks a bit. He was on a steep hill. They'd shoved him in between some rocks and covered him up, and now what? He got to his feet and looked around. He was thirsty and needed water.
Okay, let's see if I can get through this without swearing, because I just swore way too much in the intro. Sorry about that. Those are all the stories for this week. Topic of Rose. Next week's topic is a pick two. Role model, beep curious, no annual contract, conference and ballet. My phone provider is no annual contract. I had AT&T before and it was over $100 a month, way more. And now it's like practically nothing. So it's not one of those Walmart ones. But, I mean, there's no insurance on the phone or any of that crap. And it's like, I never broke the thing anyway. So, Gina breaks phones every few years anyway. Keeps them until the battery explodes or whatever. I don't know. She always gets Galaxy phones, and I'm like, how do I do that? I have no idea. I'm trapped in the iPhone world. I wouldn't mind switching if I knew what the hell I was doing, but it works. So anyway, that's it for me and the y'all and the stories and the topics. And thank you. And my weight is down from like mid-240s. I'm like trying to get down to 235. I'm almost, you know, I'm at that one poop away. You know, you go for a week and I'm losing 1 to 2 per week. So we'll see. And I've got a while to go. I mean, I do the trend line and I don't want to look. So thank you all for putting up with this. And I haven't recorded the stories for the week, so it's going to be a few minutes before I get this up. And as always, keep it brief.